www.blogtalkradio.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have on the site for you. They are all free. The main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site. So if you find something that you think's interesting online that you want to share with us and our listeners, you just submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It then appears on the site, is then subject to votes. You may vote it up or down, and that'll allow us to see what you think is interesting, maybe talk about it on these radio waves. The toll-free number again, 855-450 free. Again, the website, freetalklive.com. It is the live Saturday show here on this Black Friday weekend. With you tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
Mark,
Black Saturday? What is this?
Well, yeah, I don't know if what they call the whole weekend, but it is definitely the biggest shopping weekend of the year, I think, at this point. It is known for getting retailers into the black. We actually spent a good portion of the last two shows talking about Black Friday, so there's not really much I want to rehash about it, but Mark, you have the day off yesterday. Did you and the family hit the stores, or did you, stay home?
I went on a hike.
Okay. Okay. So no shopping. No Black Friday shopping. So anyway, yeah, we covered that in quite a bit of detail. If you want to download yesterday's episode, actually Thursday night was probably our biggest Black Friday show, so feel free to go back in time over at freetalklive.com. To start things out tonight, there is some pretty outrageous news coming out of New York City, and it has to do with gun confiscation. Now, New York City, of course, is one of the least free places in the world as far as being a firearms owner is concerned. It's very, very difficult to legally purchase.
I don't know what it's like in the rest of the world, but I can say in the United States that's probably a pretty true statement. Yeah. And most of our audience is in the United States.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Did I say the world? Yeah. I meant the United States. It's very, very restrictive in New York City. It's very difficult to actually purchase a firearm, to possess a firearm. There are ways to do it, as I understand it, but it is, you basically have to be like a Brinks truck driver or something like that. You have to have some kind of special reason, according to the state, that you'd be allowed to carry the gun. And as you know, it wasn't, earlier this year, I guess, after the shootings at the Sandy Hook Elementary School, that there was a real ramp up in gun control related legislation. New York, of course, infamously passed some very restrictive measures restricting magazine capacity and various other things about guns. And I'm sure somebody in New York could give us a better rundown of what those restrictions are. And for a long time, people have been saying that when you register firearms with the state, and there are a lot of states where guns are relatively free in comparison to New York, where they still demand that you register firearms with them, that if you register your firearms or register yourself as a firearm holder or someone legally able to possess said firearm, that eventually they're going to use that information to confiscate the guns.
And a lot of people say that's paranoid. That's nutty. You crazy gun owners. By the way, not a gun owner. You crazy gun owners, you're always talking about the government coming after you. You have no evidence of that.
Well, actually, I've got the evidence, and it's from a notice from NYPD Rifle and Shotgun dated November 18th of 2013, sent to an individual whose name has been redacted from the document. And it says the following. It appears that you are in possession of a rifle and or shotgun listed below that has an ammunition feeding device capable of holding more than 5 rounds of ammunition. Rifles and shotguns capable of holding more than 5 rounds of ammunition are unlawful to possess in New York City as per the NYC Administrative Code. You have the following options. Number 1, immediately surrender your rifle and or shotgun to your local police precinct and notify this office of the invoice number.
Yeah, it's nice that you get a choice.
The firearm may be sold or permanently removed from the city of New York thereafter. Number 2, permanently remove your rifle and or shotgun from New York City and provide the following. You can provide a disposition report or registration certificate. You can provide a notarized statement of permanent removal and statement of where the firearm will be stored outside of the city of New York, or a utility bill or other proof of residency regarding the address where the firearm will be stored outside of the city of New York.
Utility bill for a firearm? I don't know that I've ever had a firearm that's ever gotten a utility bill.
Number three, your third option is you may call to discuss the matter if you believe your firearm is in compliance.
I'll bet that's going to be a fun group of bureaucrats to talk to. Or they're going to be cussed out all day long. They're going to be so upset.
Or you may request the option to bring your firearm to a licensed gunsmith for a permanent modification and certification proving that it is permanently modified and in compliance. If you're granted the option of seeking a permanent modification, you must provide proof that the firearm is in the possession of a licensed gunsmith in a timely manner. So there you go. That's the threat that has gone out to, I don't know how many, but a lot of firearms owners in New York City saying, you better get that gun out of the city or else. Now, the or else part is not made clear in this letter. I don't know if there's a second page. The article in this article in question only has this first page, so I don't know, you know, what are the penalties here. I suppose we could
look
up.
It's not going to be great, and they're probably going to come to your house and kick the door in if you don't want to let them in.
Right. That's my question, is what is the next step here? If someone does not respond to this notice, will they be sending investigators to the person's address? What will those investigators be authorized to do? Will they just be able to knock and talk? Or will they be able to kick the door in?
Well, they're really not much value to somebody who doesn't want to talk to them if all they can do is knock on the door, right? I mean, that's right. That's kind of what government is. To quote Barack Obama, the nation state has a monopoly privilege on the use of force. And this is true generally in geographic areas, and it's in the United States because of state and local and federal governments. It's more like a cartel than it is a monopoly. But, you know, they work very closely together like a monopoly. And that's what it is. I mean, you know, they really don't understand anything but force. All they've got is cages to throw you in. If you don't want to go, they'll beat you up on the way.
So my question again is, you know, what are they going to do when they come to the house? Because they have your address, and they know there are guns there, because presumably
you're armed and dangerous.
You've told them. You've given them the information that they need to have probable cause, is the way I see this. I think they can come into these houses, because if you think about it, the reason why a cop comes...
There's a gun there.
Right. The reason why a cop does a knock and talk is what they call it in the business. It's where they come up to your house, knock on the door. That's true. In their world.
Line of work.
They come up to your house, knock on the door, because they know most of the time you're going to answer and you're going to talk to them, and that when they speak to you, they're going to ask you questions, and then you might talk yourself into getting a ticket or getting arrested for some non-crime. This is very common. The cops do it on the streets, too, where they'll just stop you on the streets and start talking to you. You have, as I understand it, no obligation to engage the police in conversation. The only time you have any, as again, this isn't legal advice, this is my understanding. When you're pulled over as a driver, you're obligated to provide certain information like, you know, car registration and license. But you still don't have to speak to the cop. You can just hold that stuff out to the cop and not say one word to them. If you're a passenger, in most places, you don't have any obligation to speak or identify yourself. If the cops are knocking at your door, you don't have an obligation to answer the door either. You certainly don't have an obligation to speak to them or answer their questions. This is my understanding of your rights when it comes to the police. But most people don't know their rights, and the police know you don't know your rights, so they get away with things like knocking and talking.
It's not that they don't know their rights. It's more that they don't know how much trouble they can get in if they, if for whatever reason what they say is misinterpreted or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, well,
and
I think
nobody can know the laws.
Rights. I think a lot of people don't know their rights.
Okay.
I mean, that's just my understanding from having done a lot of outreach about your rights in the police. Some people do, but most people have no idea. And even if they do, then there are those questions about, well, do I exercise my rights? Because it's scary to exercise your rights and they might hurt you or whatever. So I think that they don't need to knock and talk in this case, because when they knock and talk, they're trying to gather evidence to make an arrest. They're trying to gather evidence to search. In this case, you gave them the evidence they need to register.
Search.
Right. They're going to come up to your door. They're probably going to knock because they don't have the battering ram with them the first time.
Yeah, that's and bad press.
They're going to tell you, open the door. We're coming in. We need to see if this house has firearms in it. You didn't respond to our letter. And what do you think about this? Gun confiscation has begun in New York City. 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company. And this year, I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American made, authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This
is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control here toll-free. Tell us how you feel about gun confiscation. Apparently, it's about ready to go down in New York City. Notices are being sent out to gun owners demanding that they comply with the city's ordinances and or else. We don't know exactly what the or else is going to be, but it probably is not going to be a nice, pleasant letter. It'll probably be men with guns showing up to people's doors to take your guns. 855-453 is the toll-free number. That's the Pro-XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. And don't forget, we've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact over at cam.freetalklive.com, and it's free, just like the rest of the website. Again, that's cam.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, this live read's really appropriate for this topic because, well, we can see the gun confiscations are going on, and, you know, the government is arming up to the teeth. Communities are getting armored trucks called Bearcats and that kind of thing. The Department of Homeland Security has been buying billions of rounds of ammunition. We're not sure exactly why that's the case, but what are they getting all that firepower for, and why are they taking away, forcing Americans to be unable to defend themselves? It's difficult to say, but Infidel Body Armor is, you know, of course, our sponsor of Free Talk Live. They've got a full range of products that can help you to be prepared in the event of, I don't know, some kind of civil unrest or whatever life may bring. Martial law, it's hard to say. You can support liberty-oriented businesses and pay Infidel Body Armor a visit by going to infidelbodyarmor.com. It's infidelbodyarmor.com. You can see their full selection of protective body armor and supplies. Now, you know, at this point, the government has far less regulation on things that stop bullets rather than things that fire them. Infidel Body Armor's got a great deal of equipment, and their equipment's great. It just won't quit. Infidel Body Armor.
All right, let's continue here. We'll take your calls, 855-450-FREE. By the way, before we go on, I want to welcome our newest affiliate, which is actually a former affiliate. They've come back.
Newest former affiliate.
Yeah, welcome back to the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL. Cover Cocoa Beach. They cover Titusville and Melbourne in Florida.
I spent a long time there.
Did you know? In prison?
In prison, yes. Sharps.
Where's the prison there?
Sharps.
That's right. Kind of in, away from the coast.
It's not too far. Well, Brevard's a very long, thin county anyway.
It's known as the Space Coast due to the Kennedy Space Center being in. I think that's Cocoa Beach, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, welcome aboard. They're now live. They actually used to carry the show on overnights, and now they're taking the live Saturday show, so welcome back. If you're new to the show, you might notice that things are a little bit different on Free Talk Live. We are, first of all, open phones because, well, I like the idea of just anybody being able to call about anything rather than some talk show host handing it down from on high, straight from God. What is the important topic?
Right. It's not like we don't have opinions on topics. So, yeah, if you want to call in, you agree, you disagree, that's fine.
There's that, and then also we come at things from a different perspective as well. This isn't some sort of lefty or righty talk show, which is so common in the business. We believe in liberty, every issue, every time. So let's go to the phones. The toll-free number, again, brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about gun confiscation or whatever's on your mind, Dana is in Michigan listening to WTKG in Grand Rapids. Hey, Dana.
Hi, both of you guys, and belated happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thanks, Dana. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, this has already happened. This is probably about, maybe 5-6 months ago. This, and it isn't just one case. There's been several cases spotted throughout the country that the armed police came and in some cases, I believe it was in full riot gear to a person's house. The one that sticks in my mind was because a lawyer, and I don't remember if this lawyer, you didn't hear about it, not CBS, not ABC, NBC, or CNN, not even Fox. Nobody picked this up, but the lawyer was either, I want to say it was Hannity, but it could have been the libertarian Bill Cunningham on his talk show. It was on a more conservative libertarian type of talk show, which I'm not surprised. They in New Jersey, they came to the woman's house. I don't know if her husband, there was no problem, but I don't know if they were scanning records or what was going on, if it was a doctor that reported this. I think he was on antidepressants or something. There was some issue. He didn't do anything. There were no threats. There were no incidents. They came to the home when she wasn't there, and I believe they took her. And because
they took who?
They took the woman. They either, I don't want to misquote this, it was in New Jersey. They either took her and under arrest because she didn't know where the guns were, or she refused to give them up.
Wow.
So she talked to her husband. And I would have Googled this while
And what brought the police there in the first place? What was it?
That's the part, the missing thing. He didn't do anything, the husband. I know that. But they knew he had the guns because they were registered. I don't know if someone was scanning, you know.
Is it possible he was a felon or something like that with firearms?
No. It wasn't anything like that. These were respectable people.
Hold on a second. What's wrong with being a felon?
So she's just saying that wasn't the problem.
I see.
Thank you. It wasn't the issue.
I think it seems like felons really have a tough time, and a lot of people are felons who've never harmed anyone else. So just because somebody's a felon doesn't mean they're not respectable. I mean, Mark is a respectable guy, and he's a felon.
And look how many are falsely accused.
There you go. Hey, Dana, thanks for the call and the concern tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And she's right. There was news earlier this year. I didn't hear the New Jersey story, but we did talk about the California story.
California had a couple of incidents.
California, they're going after people who are felons who are in homes with firearms. So I don't know how they're figuring this out. I think there was one instance where a guy, the police had come by, and I don't know if it was a probation check or something like that, but police came into the home, and there was like a rifle leaning up against a corner. So they confiscated that firearm, and they charged him with violation of probation. But they're trying to determine who in the kind of the criminal system has
people,
access to firearms going after them.
People with some kind of, you know, that have been checked into mental facilities for, you know, depression or whatever variety of things.
They were doing that too?
Yeah, they were taking, basically making it so they can't own them anymore either, and that's a difficult situation. When they can take a gun from somebody, they can take it from anybody.
Yeah, well, and of course, they're going to take it away from the least, let's call them respectables, as our last caller did, the least respectable people, because nobody wants to stand up for the felons and their rights, because felons, I'm sorry, they have rights too. Everybody who's a human being has rights, including
If somebody's too dangerous to own a gun and be able to protect their family, they're too dangerous to have let out of prison in the first place.
Sure.
You know, I've been out of prison for more than, it's like 15 or 16 years, something like that. It's a long time. And I live in a town that doesn't have police protection. Are you telling me that I shouldn't be able to own a gun to protect my house? Now, look, that's not my thing. I'm not really that interested in them. But what about my wife? Yeah. My kid, he can't learn how to shoot because daddy's a felon?
Because dad made a mistake when he was a teenager, and now...
And now I've got to go through all kinds of thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to get a court that doesn't know one thing about me to say that I can possess it. I got to go halfway across the country to get them to do it. It's ridiculous.
So we'll come back with more here. It's very, reminds me of that old Pastor Martin Niemöller poem. First they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I didn't speak out. Then they came for the trade unionists, so on and so forth. And then nobody was left to speak out for him when they finally came for him. So if you're not willing to stand up for the rights of felons and people who've been in an insane asylum, then don't be surprised when they come after you, and nobody's going to stand up for you either.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. intolerance. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. You just click and download, and they are yours for free. Go to freetalklive.com. Peck, the archives go all the way back to late 2006. You get the top of the page. There's the last 7 days worth. They're really easy to access. And then the archives section is just another click away. So go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com's got what you need. They've got long guns. They've got handguns. They've got ammunition. They've got hiking equipment and apparel and tents, fish finders, optics, flashlights, lots of flashlights. Go check them out. It's a great story. If you do a store, if you do anything out of doors, or you know somebody who does, it is the holiday season. Well, this is the place to go because you get the best prices. Every time I've gone there, I haven't been able to find a price that's better anywhere. And your time's valuable. So when they say rock bottom prices, maybe it's not the lowest price every single time, although they do have a low price guarantee. But that way you don't have to hunt around and hunt around and hunt around. You always get the best price at manventureoutpost.com. It's a family-owned operation. You can trust them. I've been doing business with them for a very long time. It's manventureoutpost.com.
We are talking about gun confiscation. Is it coming to New York City? It sure does sound like it. They're sending out notices to gun owners threatening them. In this case, the notice was sent on November 18th that I've posted on our, or I will be posting to our Hootsuite here. Actually, I already posted it. And it basically tells the person, hey, it looks like you've got a rifle and or shotgun that has an ammunition feeding device capable of holding more than 5 rounds of ammunition. So you
Where
better...
do you think you are? A country with some kind of bill of rights that says that you have the right to keep and bear arms?
Yeah, so they say you better either submit it or rather surrender it, as they say, to the local police department or remove it from the city and then provide proof in a variety of forms that you actually did remove it from the city, or else. And we don't know what the or else is going to be, but it's probably not anything you want to experience. Let's go to Casey, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WSC-FM. Hey, Casey.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I've called up here before, and, you know, I've heard y'all talking about guns, and, you know, I've never really heard y'all's beliefs on guns. And down here in South Carolina, we're strong believers of the Second Amendment, and I myself, I'm not going to let the government take my guns. And, you know, I'm kind of always been curious of y'all's beliefs on guns. I heard Mark say he is not a gun owner, and I was kind of curious how...
Mark's legally prohibited from owning
guns. Right, it's illegal for me to own a gun because I'm a convicted felon.
That's the government, you know, saying that. I was just kind of curious.
Well, it would be unwise. If I did own a gun, it would certainly be unwise for me to go broadcasting it out to 250,000 people.
No, I totally understand that. But, like, your personal beliefs, I mean, do y'all believe in the Second Amendment? Would y'all own guns?
Well, would I? I think that a gun's a tool, right? And it's... You know, it's a tool to defend yourself, hopefully. I guess it can be a tool of force, too. I think that they're dangerous and that the right people should own them because, you know, if somebody's sort of on the fence, they're not passionate about owning a gun, they're probably not going to be as careful. They're not going to be as wise with the implement as others. I believe fully that anybody who wants to have a weapon to be able to defend themselves should be able to do that. But they need to understand that they're taking upon themselves the responsibility, the reality of owning a weapon.
I mean, it's a huge responsibility to own a firearm. I mean, I grew up with some access to firearms. My dad took me out to the range when I lived down in Florida as a kid, and so that's kind of how I learned how to shoot. I was given a pistol when I turned 21 down there, and later on purchased an AK-47 for myself when I moved to New Hampshire. So I'm certainly familiar with firearms. I tend to lean towards pacifism, though, these days, as far as I don't like the idea of taking another human life. I just, I find that very detestable in general, and I respect people's ability to defend themselves. I support people's ability to defend themselves. I just, it's getting more and more difficult for me to do that for myself.
I think the difficulty with a firearm is that it's useful when somebody is willing to use it and has it out to use it. And one of the difficult things about it is that moment in time, because usually you're only going to have a one or two moments in time that you would even have to use this thing. And the likelihood that you have it on you, that you have it accessible, that you're able to draw it more quickly.
Yeah, so you get the drop on you, you're done for.
Criminals tend to have the jump on you. That's
So it's safe to say that y'all do not agree with these laws, you know, with the government.
Oh, no. I mean, I think people should. I totally agree with where Mark came from in that. I think that individuals should be able to keep whatever kind of arms they choose, whether that's guns, knives, nunchucks, you know, their own body as a trained What do you look? You look surprised there, Mark.
No, I just was surprised at something. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Anyway, yeah, whatever it is that you think you need to, you know, samurai sword, whatever you think you need to defend yourself with, or, you know, your own body can be a deadly weapon if you're trained enough with the right martial arts. So I think that any of those things are completely fine, and I tend to agree that those, all of them need to come from a position of responsibility and really, you know, knowing how to safely handle the weapons of your choice.
Awesome. All right, guys, it was great talking to you.
There you go, Casey. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I mean, we believe in liberty on this show, even if that means that somebody might do something with their liberty that I don't necessarily agree with.
I would like every criminal, potential criminal into the future, to not be able to use a gun to harm people. But I don't know how you make that happen. You know, you can't just start taking guns away, because people, gun confiscators, aren't anti-gun. They're anti you having a gun.
Yeah, sure.
They would want every government bureaucrat with a badge to be able to have a gun, to be able to come to your house so they can take your gun away. They're not anti gun. They're pro state. They are pro tyranny. They're pro authoritarianism, because they believe that somehow the government's going to do what they want it to do. But throughout human history, let's take a look at the 20th century. This idea of the state killed more people in the 20th century than any other single thing. More than famine. More than poverty.
Most of it done with guns, too.
Yeah, well, the state, that's what the state kills with. Guns.
They have bombs.
They've got some bombs, but bombs are, you know, pretty hit and miss. And it's like, it costs a lot to get them up in the air.
Some poison sometimes and, you know, biological experiments, but mostly guns.
Mostly guns. The famine, to some extent, is caused by the state, by reallocation, misallocation of, you know,
sure,
food.
Sure, like in North Korea.
Well, North Korea is a great example, but when the government's in Eritrea, you were trying to get food to them, they take it for themselves. Everybody works for the government. They eat fine.
So, yeah, I mean, self-defense, that's your right. It's your body. It's your life. You should be able to protect it, and you can't count on anyone else to protect it for you, which is kind of the proposal by those who would you know, advocate for gun confiscation. It's like, oh, just call the police. Whoa.
Yeah, when seconds count, the police are only minutes away, right?
Right. Haven't you ever heard dial 911 and die? I mean, in a lot of cases, you call the police, they come and shoot you. Well, because they don't know when they get on the scene who you are. They don't know that, you know, you're the homeowner and not the burglar or whatever.
Well,
and
that's true. That's certainly true. But most of the time, they're right. But that doesn't really change the fact that in every time that somebody's holding a gun on you, or most of the times somebody's holding a gun on you, or there's an armed and dangerous person around, seconds count.
Yeah, you're not going to have time to call the cops. You're not going to, even if you do have time to call the cops, they're not going to make it there on time to have any kind of an effect on the situation. If they do end up showing up, they could end up killing you instead. So
it certainly happens.
There's really no perceivable benefit to calling the police, and I don't think
I'd call the police if I needed them, but that's really just doesn't change the fact that
I'm not sure why you would need them in that situation.
Well, I don't know exactly which situation we're talking about.
Your situation where you are under threat of violence from somebody else.
Well, if you're under threat of violence with somebody else, you need to handle that as best you can. But
I'm not sure that calling the police will be handling it the best you can.
They might be the best people to take away the bad guy.
If you've,
you're
if
just
you've
scared
the
to
person,
death the no. cops, and I understand that.
I'm not
that
scared
too.
Of the police. I just don't want to interact with them if I can avoid it, as far as in a situation like that, because they tend to escalate things, not de-escalate them. And if they escalate them with you accidentally, you could lose your life from that. It's happened a bunch of times. There's more coming up. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Here's a strange thought. The government shut down, and your colon could be a parallel. If your colon shuts down like the government, you could be in trouble. Your organs feed off the nutrients that move through your colon. If your colon has corruption, problems, you could get very ill. People with bathroom struggles love Life Change Tea. If you drink Life Change Tea, you'll avoid a colon shutdown. You will have more energy and feel great. You might even lose some weight. There's one key element to all of this working. You have to take the product. Just do it. So here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com, and there's a lot more product than just tea. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Again, avoid a shutdown. That's GetTheTea.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freeze-dryguy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can take control here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll free line. You can, of course, join us online over at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing on the air here seven nights a week, you can get behind the show by shopping with us. It's that time of year, holiday shopping season. It's actually started a little bit late this year. This is the latest possible Thanksgiving that can be had, apparently. And so, therefore, the shopping season is actually about a week shorter than it normally is. And so, it's crunch time. You got to get out there and get your gifts if that's the kind of thing you like to do in the holiday season. Why leave the house? Why deal with the traffic? Why deal with the crowds? Why deal with the parking? Somebody apparently got stabbed over a parking spot recently in the Black Friday melee.
If somebody looks like they're going to stab you over a parking spot, give it to them.
Yeah, I'm the kind of guy who will park like down the row a ways from people just because I don't mind walking to get to the store. Why do you have to get that closest spot? I mean, for the time people spend trying to get the closest spot, they could have been parked already and out of their cars and into the building. Anyway, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com and start your shopping through Amazon there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada for some of our international listeners, but also, of course, Amazon US. You just click in, you get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live gets a a cut of the sale. So get what you're looking for or what you want to get for your friends or relatives, loved ones, through shop.freetalklive.com.
So here's my stock tip for you for the week. It's forcefieldenergy.com. Why? Because I believe in the future people will want light. And I believe that light in the future will be provided by LED light bulbs. And I know, because I've done a little bit of research on the subject, that there aren't that many companies that do sort of industrial rollouts of LED lighting for commercial organizations. Mm-hmm. ForcefieldEnergy.com is one of them. They also have aggressive financing that allows a business to begin saving money on day one of their install. Not offsetting the cost of the install, but saving money because of the financing options they have with ForcefieldEnergy.com. That's a great place to be. They're also concentrating on Central and South America, where the cost per kilowatt hour is higher. So opportunities, still better. ForcefieldEnergy.com. Anybody can, by the way, Seeking Alpha and WallStreetCheatSheet.com, they seem to agree with me. Go do your research because all investments have risk. But anybody can buy Forcefield Energy. All you have to do is go through your brokerage account, FNRG, if you've got one of those online accounts, or you can talk to your financial counselor. It's FNRG, ForcefieldEnergy.com.
We've been talking about what may end up being gun confiscations coming to New York City. They are sending out notices to gun owners, many gun owners, identifying those who own rifles or shotguns that hold more than five rounds, or capable, rather, of holding more than five rounds of ammunition. So it doesn't matter that, you know, if you've got less than that as far as the magazine attached to the gun, they're still going after you because it's capable of holding more than five rounds. They're threatening these folks. They're saying they have to bring their guns down to the local police department, or they have to remove them from the state and then provide proof somehow that the gun has been removed from New York. I guess this is New York City, just to be clear.
Yeah.
So in theory, it could go outside of the city and into another place of in New York, but I'm sure the people in the rest of New York have only a numbered amount of days before similar provisions come into effect that affect them. Obviously, New York City is the worst, but New York State also has some pretty bad gun registration and gun laws that may end up, you know, resulting in similar threats being issued to everyone in the state. So there was an interesting question that one of our Twitter followers asked. Thomas Payne 5 asked, what happens if they show up and then don't find any guns?
Well, so, they still had probable cause to search.
Well, no, but, okay, so they send out this notice. Hey, you've got to turn in these guns. You don't send it back, maybe because you're scared whatever, or you just figure if you ignore it, they might go away. Then they send men with guns to your house, your apartment, and they bang on the door. They demand you let them in. They've got a warrant to search for the firearms that they have listed because they know exactly what you have. That's how they're sending you the notice because you probably registered the firearms. You told them where you were, and you told them how many guns you had and what kind of guns. So now they're coming for them. And let's say you've buried them, although I don't know how you bury things in New York City. Let's say you put them in the walls of your house, right? Like, you've done a very good job of concealing the location. I guess burying them would probably be the best. But let's say they're not on site. What happens then, is his question. What will they do at that time? Because, well, Mr. Edgington, you are the registered owner of these firearms, so you're going to have to tell us where they are.
You have questions for me?
Yes.
Are you conducting an investigation?
Yes, we are.
Well, then you can talk to my attorney.
Well, of course, you're right. That is a smart thing to say. Certainly, you don't want to answer the questions of the police. But I wonder what, you know, is there a penalty for them finding you without the guns that you supposedly have registered?
I can't imagine that there is.
I can't imagine that there is either.
I don't have any obligation.
But according to New York State.
According to the 14th Amendment, I am, you know, there's no involuntary servitude. I don't have to send back. I don't have to fill out your paperwork, and I don't have to send it back. So, no. If you come to my house and you don't find the firearms that you've made illegal in an unconstitutional fashion, I understand the government doesn't give a flying flip at a rolling donut about their own constitution. That constitution just gives validity to their violence and their criminal activity. It doesn't, in fact, do anything else. But regardless, once they come there, they don't find anything, there's nothing they can do. Goodbye. If they're not here, see you later.
I hope you're right about that, Mark. I appreciate where you're coming from in that perspective. But remember, this is New York City we're talking about here, and the usual rules of engagement don't necessarily apply.
They ramp it up, then
This is a crazy, crazy level of control, and it wouldn't surprise me if there was some sort of ordinance that says, maybe it's a state ordinance or a state statute that, you know, could say something like, if the gun that you had registered to you is not found in your possession and you haven't legally transferred it to someone else, then you could be charged with something. I mean, it's certainly possible, right? Like if you've broken the chain of ownership, right, in the firearms world. Because they want to know who's got these guns at all times in a lot of places.
They really don't. They just want them gone out of New York City. That's what New York City wants.
Yeah, but New York State's a very restrictive state for firearms as well.
Well, you could
go to New Hampshire
and sell them.
This isn't New Hampshire where you can legally buy and sell guns person to person without filling out any paperwork. I don't know if you can do the same thing in New York. And I guess you're right, Mark. Maybe, you know, there's no provision in New York law for, oh, well, if you go to New Hampshire and sell it, then what can you do? Because you didn't get any paperwork from the other person who bought the gun. So maybe you're right. I'd be cautious giving out legal or, you know, anything that sounds like legal advice in that area. You don't know. If you are a gun owner in New York and you told the state that you own a gun, you're going to have a bad time, I think, in the next couple years. It's not going to be
I would not disagree
easy.
With that statement at all.
So what you could do is get the hell out of New York. And if you love liberty, because not all gun owners love liberty. There's plenty of gun owners that believe in, you know, telling people how they should live their lives. I'm only talking to those of you who actually love and understand what liberty means, which means your right to live your life. You should be free how you want, to live how you want, as long as you don't harm anybody else, and that you're willing to allow others to live how they want. So in turn, they'll allow you to live how you want, meaning that, you know, whatever it is that other people are doing, as long as they're not hurting anybody else, leave them alone. It's none of your business. If that's something you appreciate and you're a gun owner in New York or California or one of these other crazy restrictive states, maybe you should consider a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. The Free State Project is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's the reason why Mark and I moved here back in 2006. Now, we're early movers. The Free State Project is just barely getting started at this point. The goal is to get 20,000 people who love liberty. And that means there's a bunch of people here on different issues. Some people here are really into gun freedom. Some people here are into ending the insane war on drugs. Some people are into, you know, child home education. So there's a lot of different areas of interest. But the general overarching theme is that everybody believes in liberty and is willing to do something. Everybody that's in the Free State Project has pledged that they will make the move to New Hampshire to get active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. We have over 15,000 people that are currently pledged to move. Over 1,500 of them are already here. They've decided a lot of them wanted to be early movers like we did. They didn't want to wait until we reached 20,000. They wanted to move right away or as soon as possible. And thank goodness they did. Thank goodness so many great early movers have shown up here to lay the groundwork for a lot of great liberty-oriented organizations and lots of activism that's been going on here. We really do have the most exciting liberty movement out there, hands down. There's nothing else that competes or comes close to the success of the Free State Project. We want to get to 20,000 participants, though. We're still working on that goal. Once 20,000 is reached, there'll be a 5-year window of time in which everybody has to move to New Hampshire, so there's plenty of time here. Go to freestateproject.org. Do some research into it, and then when you're ready, sign up and start making your plans to get to New Hampshire. I say don't wait till 20,000. If you can afford to move sooner rather than later, I'd say get here, especially if you're under the gun, so to speak, in a place like New York City. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can take control. We can talk more about that on the way, but also financial freedom. Some interesting suggestions here from Yahoo Finance. We'll share those with you, and you can take control as well. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.